Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Nieto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco is hit by the pitch. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter bunts towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Franco moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kittle is hit by the pitch. Franco moves to third. Carter moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. Carter scores. Kittle moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kittle moves to third. Hall moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 0. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Upshaw is 0-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Larkin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lombardozzi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nieto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The umpire calls a balk on Bly. Evan Allenson moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-1. The ball gets by Nieto for a passed ball. Allenson moves to third. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive towards second. Franco catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Puckett moves to second. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Puckett scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby is hit by the pitch. Hall moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allenson is hit by the pitch. Jacoby moves to third. Bell moves to second. Mike Mason now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nieto is 0 for 1 in the game. Nieto hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 1. the Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Upshaw is 0-3 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carter is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kittle is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gagne is 0-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder, who is chasing the ball. Gagne reaches third base with a triple. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Puckett is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Gagne scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gaetti is 0-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larkin is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Larkin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brunansky is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hall is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jacoby is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snyder is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lombardozzi is 0-2 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nieto is 0-2 in the game. Nieto bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lombardozzi moves to second. Chris Codiroli now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden is 0-3 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Lombardozzi scores. Nieto moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gagne bunts towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Franco covering, for the out. Nieto moves to third. Gladden moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Doug Jones now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Nieto scores. Gladden moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. It's 7-6, Indians. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 6. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Allenson moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-4 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allenson moves to third. Franco moves to second. Keith Atherton now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-6, Indians. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lombardozzi for the out. 2 outs. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nieto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nieto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Niekro now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.